This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley May. If you're dealing with the flu right now, you're not alone. Colorado is among the states where recent flu activity ranks in the very high category. Nationally, doctors' visits due to the flu are the highest they've been since the H1N1 outbreak in 2009. Dr. Shen Nagel is with Pediatrics West in Westminster. It's an affiliate of Children's Hospital Colorado. He says for kids and adults, flu season started peaking in late December.
This season just seems to have been a fairly high sustained peak. Until now, we just haven't seen it let up very much yet.
Dr. Nagel says his clinic has also seen an increase in young children who end up with pneumonia, as well as those who end up in the hospital. A proposal to write the 1965 Voting Rights Act into Colorado law is encountering resistance from local officials. There's been a national campaign to enact the VRA at the state level. The fear is that Republicans in Washington will try to roll back or abolish the civil rights law. But the Colorado Municipal League's Heather Stauffer says a state-level Voting Rights Act could open new pathways for people to sue communities over elections.
To date, there have been no successful lawsuits against Colorado's municipalities under the Federal Voting Rights Act. It's very clear to us that the intent of this bill is to change specific voting policies and structures of local government via litigation.
In particular, they say at-large seats in spring elections could be challenged if they appear to reduce turnout or representation of people of color. Backers of the Colorado VRA deny it will be used to go after local governments, but they say laws should be in place to keep election officials from discriminating. Mostly sunny today in the metro with a high of 46, 44 in Colorado Springs, and 52 in Grand Junction. A breeze from the south warms things back up tomorrow. This is CPR News.